Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan recently agreed to the mediation sessions. He asked a faculty member at Marquette University to help set them up. And in turn, Marquette Law School professors Daniel Blinka and Janine Geske will serve as mediators. Geske is a former Supreme Court justice. Marquette is a Jesuit institution with some ties to the Catholic Church. But Peter Isley of the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests says Marquette's involvement is a good thing.
This really shows that, first of all, victims are willing to work with the Catholic Church. Marquette is the most visible Catholic institution in Milwaukee. And this really shows that whatever gets agreed to, it's not going to be because somebody's trying to get back at the church.
Isley's group has a long list of issues. The list includes more access to church documents about alleged abusers, public naming of abusers, and guaranteed therapy for victims and their families. Isley says the top goal is to make sure children and other potential victims are safe. Isley says even with all the national publicity about clergy abuse, community safety is not a given.
Publicity goes away. And it's really about matching the intent of those who would harm children, predators who would harm children. And remember, most of these priests or sex offenders and clergy that are sex offenders, including nuns, are still in the priesthood, are still in religious life.
Isley says only after the victims and archdiocese reach agreement on the other issues will there be talk about financial compensation for the victims. Settlements in Boston and other U.S. cities have included the Catholic Church opening its wallet. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.